If you have your Bible, turn to Ezekiel tonight, chapter 36. Praise the Lord. Ezekiel chapter 36. You want to stand in honor of the reading of God's Word. We want to begin reading this evening. Amen. And verse 16. Verse 16. And we'll read through verse 24 probably. And we'll just try to mind the Lord tonight. You pray and I'll preach. And we'll try to mind God, me and you both. And we'll get something out of this and go to the house shouting His praises. Amen. Ezekiel 36, verse 16 said, "Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, when the house of Israel dwelt in their own land, they defiled it by their own way and by their doings. Their way was before me as the uncleanness of a removed woman. Wherefore I poured my fury upon them for the blood they had shed upon the land and for their idols wherewith they had polluted it. And I scattered them among the heathen. They were dispersed through the countries according to their way and according to their doings. I judged them. And when they entered unto the heathen, whether they went, they profaned my holy name when they said to them, These are the people of the Lord and are gone forth out of His land. But I had pity for mine holy name, which the house of Israel had profaned among the heathen, whether they went. Therefore say unto the house of Israel, Thus saith the Lord, I do not this for your sakes, O house of Israel, but for mine holy name's sake, which ye have profaned among the heathen, whether ye went. And I will sanctify my great name, which was profaned among the heathen, which ye have profaned in the midst of them. And the heathen shall know that I am the Lord, saith the Lord God, when I shall be sanctified in you before their eyes. For I will take you from among the heathen and get you out of all countries and will bring you into your own land." Amen. I want to preach on this thought tonight, if God will be my help. For God's sake, what are we doing? For God's sake, what are we doing? As we see this here, in the words laid out here, the Bible teaches us, as we see here, it said that the people are scattered abroad. And they're scattered, and they've went their way. I'm afraid what's happening in America today, that Americans, people, us, have went our way. But I want to say our way is not God's way. Our way is a way of despair. Amen. But there's a good way that's God's way. And we need to seek out. The Bible says them old paths and walk therein. I believe they're still the best path. I believe it's still the best way to go. But He said by their own way and by their doings. Amen. And in other words, the way that they had lived their lives, the way they had walked contrary to the things of God. There's a lot of times in this world that we live in, we think we're doing the right thing. But if it don't line up with God, it's wrong. Amen. There still is a right way and a wrong way, even in this world. And they were scattered abroad because of that. Amen. Said their way was before me. Amen. Their actions and deeds, what they did, praise God. Believe it or not, God sees all that. Let me just take my time now and just take, God sees all that we do. There's nothing done in the corner. There's nothing done in the closet that God don't know about. Amen. We may think we hide it from Him, but we don't. He knows exactly why we do things, the thoughts and intents of our heart, dividing asunder of the bone and the marrow, praise God. He knows where we live and He knows how we live. Amen. So He said that, and because of what they done those things, because they shed blood, because they chased after idols. Amen. They started chasing after things, and because of that, they were polluted. They were made dirty and defiled. Verse 19 said, I scattered them among the heathen. Through the dispersal, He said, they was scattered out all over the world. Amen. Because they rose up and they said, you know what, I'm going to go my way. And their way wasn't a good way. Their way was the wrong way. There's God's way, and then there's the wrong way. Amen. There's no second way. God's way is the only way. Amen. But we see as they rise up and they go, and God said, I scattered them, I dispersed them through the country according to their way. Amen. According to what they're doing, according to their deeds, and according to their doings. He said, that's what I judged them. That's what we're going to stand to give account of our way, where we go and what we do and why we do it. We're going to have to stand to give an account for that. You say, well, preacher, we're saved. We're not going to have to stand at judgment. Yes, we will. We have to stand at the judgment seat of Christ. And we'll have to give an account for everything we've done since we made a profession of faith. Since we've told the world that Jesus saved us. Amen. I guess we need to check up and see how many times we act like and perform like we're a child of God. and how many times that we don't. I'm afraid we fail so many times. We say, well, we come short. We don't come short. We just enter into sinfulness. Amen? They's right and they's wrong, remember? And when we do right, we do wrong, it's sin. So we see this is laying out here, and he said they've been judged according to their doings. Amen. See, it wasn't too long after God created this thing in Genesis chapter 6. He said that man had distorted his ways, and he'd gone on way, and they'd perverted things and started doing things that was ungodly. And God says, you know, I can't put up with this. He said, no. He said, you build a big ark. He said, I'm going to flood this thing. I'm going to wash them away. I'm going to destroy the wickedness from off the face of the earth. Amen? And you know, remember, you know the little story of Noah built an ark to the saving of his family? Amen? 120 years he was preaching the gospel. Said, folks, to turn from your wicked ways and repent and get on the boat. Amen. Praise the Lord. Just kept on nailing the hammers and cutting the boards. Said, get on board, youngins. It's a time of coming. You need to be ready. But what they do, they made fun of him. They mocked him. They ridiculed him. They put him down till the rain started to fall. Amen? And when that rain started to fall, praise God, they said, whatever this is, it's coming out. It never rained before. See, it was like an aquarium, and at night the humidity come up from the ground and the dew would wet everything, and that's how everything was preserved. Amen? But when it started raining, the oceans were opened up, the water was contained by God was turned loose and unleashed, and the rain started falling out of the sky, and the next thing you know, praise God, the waters was rising up, the rivers was flowing, and people were afraid. Amen? But Noah had done what he was supposed to do, got his stuff, got the animals, got his family, and got on the boat. Amen? Amen! Praise God. That's what we need to do. Get our stuff together, get our ducks in a row, praise God, and get on the boat.
Amen.
Amen. But you know, Noah never had to worry about shutting the door. Amen. God came along and God shut him up. Amen. Sealed him up in that thing, praise God. And it was pitched within, without, type of salvation, type of sanctification, praise God. And he said that thing rose up and it floated. Carried Noah and his family up and away. And as the waters covered the earth, praise God, and every living thing was destroyed except for Noah and his family. And those little critters he took on there with him. Amen? And so we see this thing play out. To make a long story short, in a little while, Noah come down on Mount Ararat, and the boat settled in, praise God, the waters went down, the rain stopped, the waters receded, and he landed on dry ground. Amen? A little while later, he came out. And God told him to go out and to replenish the earth. And he did. He took his sons and they began to do those things. And he said he planted a vineyard and got drunk. Amen. He did. Got drunk of his own wine. He got drunk and was passed out. And things began to happen. And the next thing you know, we get to Genesis chapter 11. We get to chapter 11 and the Bible said that the people went out and they were all of one language. And they come to a place and they said, you know what? We'll just build us a city. Amen? Say, we won't worry about anybody else. Praise God. We'll take it upon ourselves. We'll build us a city. And somebody said, amen, brother. I'll help you. Somebody else said, well, glory to God, I'll help you too. So they go out and they build them a brick kiln. They begin to fire it up, begin to stoke her up, and they begin to make bricks. And the next thing you know, praise God, they're making bricks and they're making a city, they're building a city. Somebody said, well, glory to God, if we can build our own city without any help, bless God, we'll just build us a tower to heaven. Amen? Hey, if we can build us a city, praise God, Brother Joe, we can build us a tower too. And we'll just build us a tower up into heaven, praise God. We don't need no help. Amen? You know what I believe they're doing, Brother Rex? I believe they got to thinking about that flood, and they said, you know what? God, we don't need you, praise God. We'll build us a city, a fortified city, and if that thing's over flood by flood, praise God, we'll just build us a tower, and we'll just climb up higher. Amen. They was trying to make their own way of escape. I wonder how many in the world today, praise God, are trying to make their own way of escape. They're trying to escape through booze and alcohol, drugs and sex and perversion. Amen. When there's a God of heaven's already made the way.
Amen.
Amen. But the Bible says that they were scattered abroad. Amen. And so they begin to build a tower. It's called the Tower of Babel. Now that word literally means confusion. I would agree, wouldn't you? They were confused. They thought they could do what God could do. They took upon themselves that they were God. Amen. Praise God. When I realized, praise God, that I ain't and He is, that was the best day of my life.
Amen.
When I realized I didn't have no control of me, I didn't have no help for me, I didn't have no love for me, I couldn't furnish me with nothing, but praise God, when I realized He had all them things, glory be to God, the best day of my life.
Amen.
Amen. That day, I praise God, I began to live. Glory to God, I began to live. The day that I realized that God had everything and I didn't have nothing. Amen. But the Bible says here, Ezekiel chapter 36, He said, He looked upon them and He seen their ways. Amen. Self-sufficiency. Doing it my way. But God says, your way ain't my way. But He said it brought a reproach on it, profaned the name of God. Amen. Said it profaned the name of God. And God said, because that, He said, I'm going to show pity. I'm not going to pity you for my holy name's sake. But I'm going to show pity for you, praise God. He said, I do it not for your sakes. But God said, I do it for my sake. Amen. Just to show you that I'm God. Just so the world will know, praise God, that I'm God. We may want to live up as high as we can, praise God, but I want to say there's always one going to be higher. And His name is God.
Amen.
Amen. And right sitting at the right hand of God is the Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, praise God, who's always going to be higher than you and I.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. But He said, for my sake, for God's sake, praise God. That's why He scattered them abroad in the world for His sake. Lest they become so smart within themselves that they begin to think that they were God. Amen. So God began to scatter apart. But then the Bible tells us that He had to begin to gather them back together. Amen. That God scatters, praise God, He can. See, they talk all the time about those lost tribes of Israel, those 10 tribes that's lost, they can't find. Amen. They may be lost to the world, but God knows where they're at.
Amen.
They may be lost to the Gentile world, but the Jew knows where they're at. Every Jew knows what family they belong to. Amen. They know it. So what we see here is God has a scattering, praise God, for His sake, but then He has a regathering. See, there's a time in God that He starts gathering up His people. I believe what He's wanting to do today is gather up His people, but His people don't want to be gathered. Amen. There's a whole lot of people that God wants to gather them up. God wants to gather them up. He comes to seek and to save the lost. But they don't want to be gathered. They don't want to get in. But He come to gather them up. You go back to Ezekiel chapter 28. Ezekiel chapter 28 in verse 25. Talks about this gathering of Israel. He said, thus saith the Lord God, when I shall have gathered the house of Israel from the people among whom they are scattered, and shall be sanctified in them in the sight of the heathen. I like that. God said, I'm going to gather them out of the nation where I've scattered them, and said, I'm going to sanctify them, or set them aside, or set them separately, praise God, for the whole world to see. Amen. And shall be sanctified in the sight of heathen. Then shall they dwell in their land that I have given to my servant Jacob. And they shall dwell safely therein, and shall build houses and plant vineyards. And they shall dwell with confidence. Amen. So God says, I'm not only going to scatter them out. He said, but I'm going to gather them back in. And they're going to be gathered in with confidence. How do you know? Because they come in, praise God, and they're building houses. Amen. Brother Rex talks a whole lot of time about where he lived and where he thinks that's where God wanted him to be. So he set up housekeeping, praise God, there. Amen. Say, praise God, this is where God wants me. That's what they did. They said, God gathered them up, gathered them out, praise God, and they come in, and you know the confidence they have because they begin to take up housekeeping. Amen. It's amazing when I was over there 15, 16 years ago, and when we went back year before, like, pray God, what a magnificent thing to see the different homes and the apartments and the houses that's been springing up all over Jerusalem. Amen. Where they was, last time they was just wilderness and just a barren rock cliff. Praise God, they smoothed it out. They've put pillars and they're building houses and every little stage all over the place. Why? Because they've got confidence in the Lord, praise God. They've got confidence in what He's given them. Amen. So said they're gathering up, praise God. They're gathering together. God's calling them home. Amen. I want to say, praise God, God's a calling all of our people home. He's calling His people home. Amen. Amen. This week we've seen several old soldiers of God, praise God, that's went on to be the Lord. What? He's called them home. Amen. They've went to glory. They're setting up housekeeping over home.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. We scratch and we dig and we try to make do here, praise God. But we're only here for a season. But one day in a little while, praise God, I'm going to set up housekeeping over home.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. My house will be immaculate. Amen. Praise God. It's going to be made. It's builder and maker's God. Boy, it's going to be so nice. He's going to be gathered up and it's going to be perfect. Amen. Praise God. So we see that God begins to gather them up. But if you look at Ezekiel chapter 34, down about verse 5. Ezekiel 34 and verse 5, he said he begins to, the sheep are scattered. Amen. And he says that they're scattered upon the hills. And he says the sad part is there's nobody searching for them. I wonder how many of our families are scattered out here in the world and there's nobody searching for them. Nobody's looking or not looking to find. Amen. Now, there's been a time or two in part of some of my family, praise God, I've went after them. Amen. Amen. Went after them. Went where they was at, praise God. Say, look, this ain't good. Amen. But there's a lot of times that we don't look for them. We don't search after them. In verse 5, Ezekiel 34 and verse 5, it said they were scattered. Because there is no shepherd. Nobody cared for their souls. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, and they became meat to all the beasts of the field when they were scattered. So they got out there and they got scattered away, scattered out. So God's not trying to gather them up, a regathering, if you will. But He said they're scattered out everywhere. He said, my sheep, verse 6, wandered through all the mountains and upon every high hill. Yea, my flock was scattered upon all the face of the earth. But listen to this phrase, and none did search or seek after them. He said they were scattered out everywhere. Said anybody along the way could have said something to them, could have showed them the way. But they were scattered and no man was looking, no man was searching for them. God help. He said, therefore, ye shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. Amen. He said, they're scattered on the hills and nobody's looking. Nobody's searching. Nobody's looking to find them. So we can point them in the right way. Oh, friends, praise God, we need to be pointing them the right way. We need to try to show them the way of God. Amen. But the Lord says He's looking for them. He's gathering them up and He's searching for them to find them so that He can resettle them. Amen. The Lord offers a resettlement. In verse 11 of chapter 34, the Bible says, for thus saith the Lord God, behold, I will both search my sheep and seek them out. Amen. He said, praise God. He said, I'll look for you. I'll search for you. Praise God. I'll look at your heart. I'll look at your soul. I'll find out what you need. I'll come, praise God, to supply that need. I'll come to where you are. When you can't get to me, I'll find you. Amen. How many times in our life we ever been down lower than a snail's belly, praise God, didn't know what to do next, and praise God, here comes Jesus right on time. Come down to where we picked up that barrel, moved it out of the way, got us out, reached down when we couldn't reach up, pulled us out from under the barrel, put our feet upon the solid rock, dusted us off, and said, go on again. Amen. The God said, ain't nobody looking, but praise God, I'll find you. Amen. Praise God, ain't it good to know that even when we miss the road, Hello? When we make a wrong turn, that God, the great shepherd, praise God, He knows where we're at. He'll hunt us, He'll seek us, and He'll find us.
Amen.
Amen. He'll turn us around. Praise God, trying to settle us in, trying to get us to a better place. Amen. He says, as a shepherd, verse 12, seeketh thou His flock in the day that He is among His sheep that are scattered. So will I seek out My sheep and will deliver them out of all places where they have been scattered in the cloudy and dark day. As we look around and see all the dismalness of this world, all the darkness of this world, if we ain't careful, we have family and friends and loved ones, maybe even ourselves that get caught up in the darkness. I'm glad there's somebody come seek you in the dark.
Amen.
I'm glad there's one that ain't afraid of the dark. Amen. Because He's a marvelous light. He'll illuminate that situation. He'll illuminate that place. And He'll come get you, take you out, bring you out of the darkness.
Amen.
When He shows up, darkness has to flee. Amen. There's no place in the darkness for light. Amen. Praise God. You can go in the deepest, darkest cavern in America. Praise God. And when you get down in there, you can take and strike your big lighter, praise God, and it'll illuminate the whole cavern. Amen. Why? Because where light is, darkness has to flee.
Amen.
We're living a day and hour. There's a lot of darkness in our hearts. There's a lot of darkness in our lives, in our families, and even in our churches. There's darkness and dismalness. But praise God, if we get the shining of light and living in the light, the dead darkness will have to flee.
Amen.
Amen. There'll be no room for darkness. There'll be no place for darkness. Praise God, I don't know you about you, but I love the light a whole lot better than the dark.
Amen.
You stumble around in the dark. But praise God, in the daylight you can see exactly where you're going. Praise the Lord. He said, I will bring them out, verse 13, from the people and gather them from the countries. Now, like this, how God says, I will bring them out from people. He's talking about people. Amen? He's talking about people. But He said, I'll bring them out from the people. Who? Those sheep, praise God. He said, it's going to be a day of separation. He said, I'm going to separate out the sheep from the people. Amen. And gather them from the countries. Notice that's plural. More than one. Amen. They ain't just in Jerusalem. They ain't just in Palestine. They're in the whole world. And God said, I'm going to gather them out of the whole world, all the countries, those that belong to Me. And I will bring them to their own land. I like that. Yeah, praise God. Hey, listen, we've got a land, a promised land. A land beyond compare. We've got a place and a home. We have a country, praise God, that's been promised to those that love the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Just the same as that little old nation of Israel has been promised to the Jew. Amen. Them people in Palestine, them Palestinians are stupid. Amen. Israel had already taken, they took Egypt, part of Saudi Arabia, all of Gaza and the Golan Heights, all that. They owned it. It was theirs. Amen. And they give it back for the sake of peace. And they give the Palestinians, they said, you can have all of Gaza. And they put a fence along the line and said, just don't cross this line. This is as far as you can come. But see, they don't want Gaza. They want it all. What they want, the devil wants to destroy the nation of Israel. But God said, I come to call them together. I come to bring them into their land. Amen. Whose land is it? It's God's land. Praise God. It's His. Praise God. It's not theirs. It's His. Praise God. He's going to resettle them in that place. Amen. He said, I'll feed them upon the mountains and by the mountains of Israel and by the rivers and all the inhabited places of the country. And I will feed them in a good pasture. And upon the high mountains of Israel shall their fold be. There shall they lie in a good fold. Amen. Glory to God. And in a fat pasture shall they feed upon the mountains of Israel. I will feed My flock. And I will cause them to lie down, saith the Lord God. He said, I'll feed them. I'll bring them out. I'll feed. Hey, people say, well, what are they going to do now? God said, I've got them. Praise God. Amen. People look at me and you tonight, Brother Rex. They say, what are you going to do now, praise God? I want to say, we can look between beacon and hill, just point the glory. Don't have to say a word. Because God's got us, praise the Lord. He said He had promised that He'd never forsake us. Amen. Praise God. Said we'd never have to beg for bread. Amen. Said God said He'd take care of us. I don't see a person in here looks like they're undernourished. Amen. We're well fed because we serve a great big God. Amen. But God said, I'll take them, I'll lay them down, I'll feed them. Praise God. Put them in a good pasture. A good fold. That good fold. That's that fold. That's His. Amen. It's the best place you can be in your life. Amen. Is in the fold of God. Amen. He resettles them in the place. Amen. And not only does He reset them in a place, but notice on over here in chapter 34, He gives them a representative in the place. In verse 22. He said, therefore will I save my flock, and they shall no more be a prey, and I will judge between cattle and cattle. And He says, verse 23, He said, I will set up one shepherd over them, and he shall feed them, even my servant David. He shall feed them, and he shall be their shepherd. And I, the Lord, will be their God, and my shepherd David, a prince among them. I, the Lord, have spoken it. He said, praise God. He said, I'm going to give them a land. I'm not going to only put them in a place, but He said, I'm going to give them a representative. Somebody to represent them. Somebody to take their case. Somebody to plead the cause. Somebody to feed them and to nurture them and to love them and care for them. Amen. Amen. They were on a mountain forsaken, scattered everywhere, but nobody seemed to care. But God says, I'm going to go out and I'm going to gather them up. He said, I'm going to resettle them. And He said, I'm going to give them a representative to represent them in their causes. Amen. None other than my servant David, Lord Jesus Christ, the descendant of David, praise God. The Lord Jesus Christ will rule and reign, praise God. Be that servant, representative that we have, that one shepherd, that chief shepherd, a great shepherd who will rule and reign, praise God, and lead the sheep, praise the Lord. Amen. All the days of our lives, praise God, He'll be there for us. Amen. But in order to do that, God says here, He said in verse, back over in chapter 36, He said, I've got to reestablish some board, some boundaries. Amen. God says, in order to do all this, I have to reestablish some boundaries. Let me tell you something's going to happen in a day or two. God's going to reestablish some boundaries in the nation of Israel. Amen. And He's going to take with the breath of His mouth and the power of His hand, and He's going to move all that junk out of the way. And He said, this property right here, it don't belong to you. Amen. He's going to reestablish it to that little nation of Israel. He's going to reestablish that Jerusalem, praise God, as He's already establishing as the capital. And one day, praise God, we'll be partakers of the new Jerusalem. Glory be to God. Amen. Staking claims. Amen. But He begins to reestablish some borders in chapter 36. Over in verse 4 and 5, He said, therefore, you mountains of Israel. Now, He's speaking to the land. He said, therefore, you mountains of Israel, hear the word of the Lord God. Thus saith the Lord God to the mountains and to the hills and to the rivers and to the valleys and to the desolate waste and to the cities that are forsaken, which became a prey and a derision to the residue of the heathen that are round about. He said, oh, look at the desolation. Amen. Everywhere you look, the dispersed is gone. The people's gone. There's nobody seems to care. But God says, listen, mountains, I care. Verse 5, He said, therefore, thus saith the Lord God. I'm glad it's the Lord God that's speaking. If it was some man that was saying this, it wouldn't amount to a hill of beans. But because Lord God said, He's therefore, thus saith the Lord God. Surely, in the fire of my jealousy have I spoken against the residue of the heathen and against all Edomia, which have appointed my land. Now watch this. Have appointed my land into their possession with the joy of all their heart, with despiteful minds to cast it out for a prey. Now listen to what he says. He said, the Lord God spoke. He said, in the fire of my jealousy, I have spoken against the residue. Those that's in there, those think that they own the land, even against Idumea. You know who that was? Those are the ones that come in and overtook the Moabites. They destroyed the Moabites and they run them out of the land. Amen. And they said, because we done that, he said, we're going to claim this as ours. But God says, listen, said, this ain't yours, said, it's mine. Amen. This land is His land. Amen. Praise God. From the coast to coast, the United States of America, it belongs to God. Amen. Amen. No man owns this country. No man owns the world. No man owns the stars and the heavens. Only God owns it all. Amen. You get to thinking about it like that. Yeah, this worldly stuff don't make so much, ain't so important. Don't make so much difference. But the Lord said, He said, which have appointed my land in their possession. He said, you've claimed it. He said, but it's not yours. He said, it's my land. Amen. That land that He's reestablishing Israel on is His land. Amen. Nobody else's. And He can do with it what He pleases. Amen. He can do exactly what He pleases with it. He reestablished the boundaries of His land. Amen. So when He has a resettlement and a representative for the cause and begins to reestablish the boundaries, praise God, you know what that does? That brings revival. A stirring in the souls of His people. It says in verse 26 of chapter 36, He said, a new heart also will I give you. He said, see, I've given. He said, it's my land. He said, I'm putting you back in that. He said, I'm giving you, I'm putting you on my land. Amen. Listen, I'm still a firm believer, praise God. I can do what I want to on my land. Amen. I don't think any man has right. Now, as long as I'm not, harming somebody else, you can't do that. And we ought to be respectful of our neighbor. I understand that. But what I do on mine ain't none of their business. Amen. And God says, what I do with my land ain't nobody, it ain't the heathen of the world's business. Amen. He said, I've reestablished this. He said, it's my land, and I'll put on it who I want on my land. Amen. And then He said, a new heart also will I give you. So He said, I've given you the land. He said, now in order to live in the land, He said, you're going to have a reviving. He said, there's got to be a change made. He said, you're going to have to be made alive. He said, you're moping around like a dead thing. Now if you look at chapter 37, it explains all that. Talking about that valley of dead bones. Amen. But He said, if I'm going to give you a lively place, a place that's living, then you're going to have to be able to live alive on that land. Amen. So He said, in order to do that, said, a new heart also will I give you. He said, I'm going to change your heart. I'm going to take out that old stony heart and I'm going to put a heart of flesh in. And said, in order to get you stirred up, He said, I'm going to give you a new spirit. A new spirit will I put within you. Where are you going to get a new heart? Where are you going to get a new spirit? And God says, I will put it in you. There's a lot of people today think you can go out and hunt one up. Amen. You know, you do some good works and do some good deeds and all of a sudden you're some kind of super person ready to fly away. But it don't work that way. You cannot, the Bible says you can't do the good things you are doing, praise God, till you've been born again. He said, for we are His workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good works which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Amen. Salvation brings a new heart. Salvation instills a new spirit. Salvation instills a new life. I'm a reasoning today. The reason most churches are dead and dried up, amen, praise God, plucked up by the roots, is because they're dead spiritually. They never had it to begin with. There's no spirituality. There's no joy in our heart because we're Christians. Amen. But we're children of God. Amen. We've been adopted into the family, praise God. We've been made partakers with Christ Jesus, our Savior. Amen. We're considered part of it. Praise the Lord. He said, I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. He said, I'll take away that old stony heart. Amen. He said, I'm going to make you alive. Stone don't have no life in it. Amen. You can take a rock and you put it there. It used to kill me. They had them... They used to have them rocks, and they painted little eyes on them, and little mouths and little noses, and they called them pet rocks. I guess it's a pretty novel idea, because if you lived in an apartment and you didn't have very much room, you could get your kid a pet rock, and you didn't have to worry about taking him to potty. You didn't have to worry about feeding him. You didn't have to worry about cleaning up after him. Praise God. All you had to do is provide him a little place to sit. Amen. And just hope that your little kid didn't decide to pick him up and chunk him against the wall. Amen. But I'm glad, praise God, a rock has no life in it, but praise God, I'm glad a heart of flesh that's given by God Almighty is full of life.
Amen.
Amen. That means, praise God, it ain't afraid to go, well, glory. Amen. When God touches your heart, you're not afraid to say, hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. And by the way, if you want to do that, it won't hurt my feelings. Amen. It won't hurt my feelings at all. If you want to say amen, praise the Lord, glory to God, hallelujah. If you want to jump up and just go, whoa, it'll be all right. Amen. I tell you what you do, you'll probably preach this little preacher get death, you get doing that. See, that's what happens over at the nursing home. See, they link up with you. Miss Charlotte, bless her heart. Now, pray for Miss Charlotte. Glory to God, we went over there this past Sunday, and she had one leg took off right below the knee, and now we went back over this time, and since from last month, this month, she's had the other leg taken off plumb up to on her thigh. So she literally don't have a foot to stand on. But praise God, she's still in there. She was there this Sunday praising her God. She said, my God, give me the glory. Yeah. Amen. And when she gets hooked up with you, she'll preach you to death. Amen. A spirit will bear witness, glory be God. And there's a connection made and the portals of glory begins to rejoice. When he said, two or three are gathered in His name. Amen. God said, when these hearts of flesh become one and we begin to rejoice and praise His name, He said, there's a difference, a reviving spirit. He said, I will put my spirit within you, and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you shall keep my judgments and do them. He said, when I put my spirit in you, when my spirit takes its abode in you, He said, you'll begin to walk the way I show you to walk. He said, you'll begin to talk the way I show you to talk. He said, you'll begin to act the way I want you to act. Amen. He said, your life will not be your own. He said, I'll begin to control you. I'll begin to guide you. I'll begin to lead you. I'll begin to show you the way. Amen. Amen. He said, and I do it for my sake. For not yours, but for me. He said, I do it for my sake. Just to show you that I'm God and I love you. Amen. Praise God. He said, I do it for your sake. I do it for your sake because it's for my sake. And He said, I'll put my spirit in you. Praise God. You begin to see that refreshing from the Lord. So we have the reviving. We have the refreshing. Ain't it good to get refreshment? Do you ever get, you know, you get out and you get to mowing, you get hot and bothered, and you go in, get you an ice cold glass of milk. Amen. Glory to God. Ain't nothing better. Amen. Praise the Lord. I mean ice cold. Glory to God. Amen. Water. Water just ain't, milk's better, praise God. It's just like it touches you where you live. Amen. But He said he wanted them to have reviving, but He also wanted them to be refreshed. Verse 39, He says, He said, I will also save you from all your uncleanness. And I will call for the corn and will increase it and lay no famine upon you. And I will multiply the fruit of the tree and increase the field that ye shall receive no more reproach of famine among the heathen. We're seeing in Israel now the desert is blossoming like a rose. Amen. All over Israel, praise God, where it was waste, barren wilderness, they're scratching the rocks back, amen, planting the seeds, and it's blossoming, and it's fruitful, and it's growing, praise God, because God said to. Amen. He prepared the land. He told it to get ready. He said, make it fruitful for my people. Amen. Glory be to God. And He did. It did. And it begins to produce. And there's a refreshing in the land. Not only is there a refreshing, though, but He said that there's a reviving, a refreshing, and He said there's a renewing in the land. Verse 33, He said, thus saith the Lord God, in the day that I shall have cleansed you all from all your iniquities, I will also cause you to dwell in the cities, and the way shall be rebuilt. Amen. Praise God. And the desolate land shall be tilled. Man, that desolate land, that wasteland where nothing would grow. He said, it's going to be tilled. And whereas the land lay desolate in the sight of all that passed by. But now watch this. And they shall say, this land that was desolate is become like the Garden of Eden. And the waste, the desolate, and the ruined cities are become fenced and are inhabited. He said, praise God. He said, God said, I'll prepare all this stuff. I'll get it. He said, for my sakes, He said, I'm going to prepare all this. He said, I'm going to get it ready. And praise God, he said, the wastelands, the waste places, he said, shall be builded. He said, the waste places, he said, they're going to be fenced in. Amen. They're going to be protected. They're going to be guarded. They're going to be set aside. He said, they're going to be inhabited. He said, they're going to be filled for my glory. Amen. I want to say God's got a place for every one of us today. Amen. He's got a place where every one of us fit today. We just got to want to get in. Amen. And God says, I'm doing all this for my sake. Amen. What are you doing? We have to ask ourselves, what are we doing for God's sake? He goes on and he finishes off here and filling up this place in verse 37. He says, thus saith the Lord God, I will yet for this be inquired of by the house of Israel to do it for them. I will increase them with men like a flock. As the holy flock, as the flock of Jerusalem in their solemn feast, so shall the waste cities be filled with flocks of men, and they shall know that I am the Lord. Amen. God says, for my sakes, I'm going to do this. For my sake, I'm going to do this. What are we going to do? What are we going to do for Him? Because He's been so good. What are we going to do? What's our part? God says, I've laid this thing out. He said, I planned this out. He said, I'm going to fill it up like a holy flock, as a flock of Jerusalem in her solemn feast. The solemn feast is those that was required of men to come. Amen. The ones that were, where the men were required to go up certain feast days. God says, I'm going to fill her up, praise God, like those solemn feast days. I'm going to require men to come till the whole place is filled. Amen. He said, who am I doing? He said, I'm doing it for my sake. Amen. See, I'm doing it for my sake, for God's sake. What are you doing? What are we doing for God's sake? What are you doing for God's sake? Amen. Following the Lord. Staying on track. Believing what He says. Expecting to Him come. Even as we see it playing out before our eyes, God's making it happen. Amen. He's a gathering folks in. He's gathering them up, praise God. Gathering them, taking them to be with Him where He is. Getting us ready, even the nation of Israel. What an example we have, amen, of that great day when the Lord God of glory will gather us all unto Himself in one place. Amen.